Item 9 is approval of the claims. Pretty hefty, but a lot of projects for sure. Is there questions from council on any items?
Faye, I did notice a large Casell expenditure. Was that just an annual training? What was that?
I guess for the record, the question was about a larger Casell payment.
This was for training. We hadn't had this training for about 3 years. So, yes, it was a special training that we try to do about every 3 years or so. So it was, yeah, it was actually for about 4 days. With two people.
No, I mean, yes, but we're also building up our inventory for the summer. You know, as stuff comes on sale, we'll buy it so that it'll last for 6 months.
Any other discussion on the claims? Or a motion? First by Mike. Second by Jason. We're paying bills, so we'll start with you, Jason, on the roll call. Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I abstain. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Bills are paid. Item 10 is old business public hearings. Subset A is a special events license for the Oasis during History Day. That's a social on June 14th. Everything was included in the packet, both the insurance and the request. I don't think there's any need for further staff discussion unless there's questions from council or from the public. Questions, comments, concerns about this public hearing for a special event license for History Day on June 14th. First by Dave and a second by Ron. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Subset B is another special event license. This is for the Loud American. This is at the annual Camaro Rally Banquet on June 29th. Again, all the needed paperwork was included in the packet and everything was up to date. So unless there's further discussion... Council, have any questions on this event? We got a first by Ron, a second by Terry. How about public? One last chance for discussion on the special event license. None being heard, we have a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion too carries. Subset C is our last consideration of a special event license. This is for the Loud American for a public a wedding reception on June 1st. Again, all the needed paperwork was included. Public comments, questions, concerns about the use of this special event license for a wedding reception from the council. First by Steve.
Second
by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That carries unanimously. Subset D is a resolution. This is for street closure, open container, and traffic light request for the Tatanka race. Mr. Cole's got some information for us.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. For the past few years, the Black Hills Trails have hosted the Tatanka mountain bike event. Last year, they moved it into town and created a loop race that brought everybody back to town. With that, they had to close the northbound lane of Main Street from Junction down to Rally Point. So the bikers could come and go on one half of the road. It worked very well. They are also setting up all their events in Harley-Davidson Rally Point. And they're asking for a street closure, open container for the event. They also requested the traffic lights at Junction and Ballpark and Junction and Douglas to go yellow flashing on Junction and red on the cross streets. We can do that on Ballpark, but we cannot do that on Douglas due to the controller issue. So what we have instead is requested the Tatanka organizers if they would like a police officer to be at that stoplight during that time. And I think they're okay with that. It still makes for a little confusion. That is the one place that did have some close calls last year. However, we did not have a police or a patrol car there during the event. And Sam Greer is here if there are any questions to him. Flaggers.
The use of the rally point stage and sound system truly is pretty much nothing. The significant expense would be for a police officer doing that. That's going to be several hundred dollars to provide that. But again, if you look at how we do support other events, I wouldn't say that that's that large of a cost. I think that can be funded through a triple B for that. In addition, there's some extra garbage totes at the rally point, but again, maybe $100 or something like that. It's not a significant additional expense. If you look at a city-run event where our staff is actually putting it on, we'll easily run into hundreds of dollars just for the labor for that. So the biggest expense here will be on that traffic signal, which last year, to reduce that cost, we did ask for volunteers through the Tatanka to do it. But again, seeing how that functioned, it worked okay, but I think it would be far more effective if we had a uniformed officer there. And so that would be an extra cost. But I think for this sort of event, and also for the image that it portrays for the community, I think that's a wise investment.
And they would handle that similar to how they do funerals and those sorts of things anyway. They'd probably have a police car there with the lights going so now, that people would know that there's something to be aware of. So.
And all Saturday, that would not happen. I mean, we would have someone there, but there's going to be large gaps where we don't anticipate cyclists coming through. So during that time, we wouldn't have the car sitting in the middle of the intersection or anything. And we did speak with this about the Department of Transportation, and they did recommend that we would use police officers instead. Just that's a higher visibility than especially just a volunteer that's out there in a vest, and the likelihood that motorists are going to stop and obey a police officer is much higher than a local resident. Yes. Last year, the one difference, again, is a police officer. But again, I do think that that's a worthwhile expense.
We can ask Mr. Greer. I think last year they personalized and visited every store on Main Street.
Yeah, they went and talked to them, I believe, because it was the first year.
Yes, we'll plan to do that as soon as possible.
Any other discussion? Public or council? The consideration is for a resolution for street closure.
I'll move to approve the resolution. With the police officer.
Yep, Junction.
At Douglas and Junction.
Yep. Resolution includes a street closure, an open container, and a traffic light request, along with the police officer. We have first by Ron. We have a second by Rhea. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Yep.
Thank you all.
Subset E is a special events license for the Knuckle at the Harley-Davidson Way Plaza for the Mayor's Social on the Off-Road Rally on May 25th. Jerry, I'll turn it back to you. Well, yeah. Not much left to say after all that, right?
Right, right. No, it's just special events request. So the mayor and city council can have a drink in their hand. And we do have some good sign-ups coming in this year. So
wonderful.
The change looks good right now.
Timing, the year change. Any questions from council? Public comments, questions, concerns about this special event license for the off-road rally? First by Dave, second by Jason, third by Terry. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Item F is another resolution. This is street closure and open container for the after rally party.
So, as most of you know, on the Wednesday after the rally, we have a community picnic put on by the Downtown Association, Chamber of Commerce, the city, and SMRI. And we were requesting a street closure on Harley-Davidson Way so we can set up the barbecues and picnic tables and people can eat. There'll be a band again, and we're also requesting an open container, and there'll be an SEL down there as well. So that's our request for the community picnic.
Any other discussion? Public or council? Got that booked yet, Jerry?
We do, and I don't know.
Off of memory, you don't want to gamble. I can see it in your face.
Just being secret.
No, I don't know. I didn't bring that information with me, but we're dealing with 20 different bands for rally and music on Main right now, so.
It kind of crossover. Any other discussion, questions, comments, concerns?
We could have Bernie and the Jets.
First by Dave. Let me ask this with the typo corrected, right?
With the typo corrected.
Midnight. So we got a first by Dave.
I'll second.
Oh. Second by Becca. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That also passes. Last one for you, Jerry, here. This is another special events license. This is for the same event. We'll just turn it over to you. This is the actual license for the to go along with the open container. We have it in two actions here.
Oh, okay. The SEL?
Yep. So this is the SEL. Questions from the council? Comments, questions, concerns from the public. We got a first by Steve. Yeah. Yes. Agreed. Is there a second in that discussion? And then there's a second by Terry after the praise of last year's success. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That passes. Thanks, Jerry.